You're probably doing a lot of holiday shopping, maybe buying that smartphone or tablet for a loved one. Well, there's a pop-up shop in Nolita in Manhattan that's full of gadgets, but they're not for sale. Instead, they're there to make you examine your relationship with technology. It's part of an exhibit called The Glass Room, and we brought our microphones up to meet Marek Tuschinski, who's co-founder of Tactical Tech, a nonprofit based in Berlin that curated the show.
When you work on privacy or security, or if you talk about surveillance, people immediately withdraw. These topics are kind of boring, inaccessible, or too technical.
When people come in here, you kind of almost trick them a little bit, because here we are on Mulberry Street in Nolita, where there's all fancy little shops, and passing this pristine-looking place, it kind of looks like a tech store, maybe Apple or maybe Samsung or something like that. Do people actually come in here thinking that's what it is?
What we were trying to do here is exactly what you said, which is trick them. Just offer something that they think they're coming into some kind of a tech boutique, which will offer new ways of exploring the digital, exploring the internet. And that seems to be working.
Here you have a book of, apparently, it says Forget Your Password.
Forget Your Password is a collection of 8 very thick books produced by Aram Bartel. He's an artist based in Berlin who took 4.6 million passwords leaked from LinkedIn a few years ago and printed them in this kind of encyclopedic format. And what you see here, people come in and they immediately try to find their password. And to be honest, most of the people will find their password in this book, because as unique as we feel we are, digitally, we actually are not.
Okay, so here we have a series of jars, looks like cloth inside of them.
You're right, those are jars with cloth inside, and this cloth is basically a cut into pieces t-shirts that people were wearing for 3 days.
Wait a minute, people were wearing these t-shirts for 3 days and they cut them up and now they're in these jars.
Yes, because this whole project is called Smell Dating, which is, it was and it will be an online project where you can find your date based on the smell. So you sit at home, you subscribe for $25 and you receive in the package 10 little packagings of somebody's cloth, and you smell them and you rate them, and then if you like smells a lot, you can see who that person is and you meet them.
Oh, this one has a little bit of a fragrance to it, a little bit of a person was wearing cologne, perhaps.
It's a beautiful example where you can see that if we only could quantify anything, turn our body into data, we would do so. We would find this app that would do that for us, and that would improve our life immensely. And at the same time, I really like this project, Smell Dating, because it tells you something else. Why is it so hard to talk about obfuscation, and when you talk about encryption, when you talk about hiding something in your data? Why in real life we all use fragrances and soaps and other things to obfuscate our real smell. So in real life it's a common thing to do that, but somehow we feel differently about data, and that seems like something that is not right to do.
So you have this shop kind of set up in 3 different sections.
Yes.
And now we are moving down to where you almost have a genius bar back there.
We have a model of a Mark Zuckerberg house, a 3D printed model, because a few years ago he bought a house and 4 houses around him for $42 million. And the reason for that was he really cares about his privacy. At the same time, when Facebook announced that we're living in a post-privacy world, that we have to be who we are and we can't hide anything anymore, that's passé, that's gone, that's so 20th century. And the question we ask here is not about him, it's more about a privilege of who can afford privacy in a quantified society. And we learn a lot from his behavior.
So would you say this exhibit just kind of expresses the thing that we're kind of careless with our own information or our own footprint?
We are extremely careless, and we have very little understanding on how this entire world, the digital world, works. But we are the engine of it as well. It would not exist without us. It is thriving and benefiting from our addiction and our fascination with technology and data. So what we try to show here is that it really depends on us how it's going to be. It's going to be healthy, or it's going to be ill and misfunctioning. It's going to backfire on our freedoms, if you like. So we look at who are the monopolies, we look at who are we in that data set, and we also look at on projects and practices that are justifying surveillance that we question, that we would like to have very different use of this fantastic tool that we created called Internet. And everything now is connected, but we seem to be disconnected from it.
That's Marek Tuschinski. The Glass Room is produced by the Mozilla Foundation, and it's on view through Sunday.